This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States launched airstrikes against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, U.S. officials said Monday, after a large-scale offensive saw insurgents take over military bases in the region and close in on a key provincial capital. The strikes, carried out over the last 2 days, mark a rare military intervention by the United States since it signed an agreement on troop withdrawal with the Taliban in February. The deal provides for the withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan in exchange for security guarantees from the insurgent group and a pledge to sit down with the Kabul administrations to find a peaceful settlement to decades of war. Fighting has continued despite several rounds of peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators in the Qatari region, capital of Doha, over the past month. Belarus police will now be permitted to use combat weapons in the streets if needed to respond to what the Interior Ministry describes as increasingly radicalized mass anti-government protests. Police said they had detained 713 people at mass protests Sunday, in which security forces used water cannon and batons to break up crowds demanding a new presidential election. Tens of thousands of Belarusians have demonstrated every week since August 9th. Since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. His opponents say the result was falsified. Lukashenko denies rigging the vote. Most opposition leaders have fled the country or have been arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally, Turkey, should be involved. This is VOA News. Right now, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are in a lunch recess. Earlier Wednesday, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, a Republican, said the Senate is doing its job by considering President Donald Trump's high court nominee.
The bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves for 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process. This is a vacancy that's occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman, and we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman.
Many say Judge Barrett's appointment could put the court's pending case on the Affordable Care Act in jeopardy. Democrat and Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Dianne Feinstein says striking down the ACA will cause tremendous harm.
Some 12 million working Americans are covered through the ACA's Medicaid expansion. If the act is struck down, they lose their health care.
The U.S. Senate is moving ahead Monday morning with U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day, November 3rd. Malaysia's police said Monday they have asked opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim to give a statement after they received complaints about names of lawmakers appearing in news media reportedly backing his claim to the premiership. Anwar last week announced he had been granted an audience with King Al-Sultan Abdullah on Tuesday to present documentation, quote, of strong and convincing majority, end quote, of legislators behind his bid to replace Prime Minister Mujahideen Yassin. A group of eight of English pub and nightclub owners have put on hold plans to mount a legal challenge after the British government announced hospitality and entertainment venues would only close in Merseyside. Saka Lord, a club night and events operator, said they will meet their lawyers Monday evening, but will only act if restrictions are placed in Manchester, where it works. Monday, Navy divers began a five-day operation to defuse the largest unexploded World War II bomb ever found in Poland, forcing more than 750 people to evacuate their homes. Dubbed the, quote, earthquake bomb, the Tallboy bomb was used by Britain's Royal Air Force and weighs nearly 5,400 kilograms, the Navy said on its Facebook account. The bomb was found in a canal that connects the Baltic Sea with the Oder River and was dropped by the Royal Air Force in 1945 in an attack on a German cruiser. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.